We finally get a look at the Spurs new City Edition jersey and who could be a dark horse player that could be on the rise for your San Antonio Spurs.
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's Five San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hey, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Free and available wherever you get podcasts. Hey, hey, off season is finally coming to an end. Media day is next week. Monday training camp opens up next week. But yeah, just one more weekend and we're back in business. What are we talking about today? Blake Wesley. Maybe should not have done what he did, but he did it anyway. He pretty much showed exactly what the new look Spurs City Edition jerseys will look like. Now, full disclosure, they've been leaked months ago. This is no shock, but we finally get a good, nice, clean look at them. We're going to give our thoughts on that. Also, who could be a dark horse breakout player for the Spurs, not named Keldon or Primo or Vassell? We're going to ask our guest what he thinks about that topic. And finally, get into some TV news. Yeah, the Spurs released the TV slate, and Ken's Five will have a few of them, and much, much more. He is back, everybody. And let me make this very clear right away, Brandon Medina with San Antonio Sports Star. There was just nothing going on, buddy. And you know that. That's where I was like, how do I bring in Brandon to talk about sneakers constantly, which you probably wouldn't mind.
Oh, but, no problem.
Yeah, but welcome back, man. It's been a minute.
It has been, man, but I'm excited to be back, man. Listen, we are ready to go. I already have tickets to a few of the preseason games just to get an early glimpse of what this this team's going to be looking like. But there's a lot of excitement in the air. There's a lot of wondering and pondering of what might be in the future. But I think Spurs fans should definitely be excited for this new season. Like I talked to you last time, man, I said, yeah, if you haven't been watching or you haven't been a Spurs fan for a while or haven't been an NBA fan, this is the perfect time. Look at it from a glass half full instead of glass half empty. You're going to be able to realize exactly what the Spurs are doing over time. This is a rebuilding phase. You get to know these players, you get to know this team, and hopefully we get to see some incredible stuff in the future.
Make sure to follow Brandon on Twitter at Big Poppy Brandon M, and he's with San Antonio Sports Star. He'll talk to you more about that in just a few minutes. But I, you know, before we dive into some Spurs talk, I got to ask you, man, how have you been dealing with your popularity, your notoriety? That must take a toll on you.
Listen, it, you know, I have to constantly remind the paparazzi that I'm a regular man here in San Antonio, Texas. And, you know, I think for me and my daughter growing up, having a hero to many, but just a father to one, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? I got to just kind of, it's a blessing and a curse. You know how it is, Jeff.
Of course, yes. Obviously, yes. But all right, let's go ahead and dive into it. You know, the City Edition jerseys were leaked, I think, as soon as the season was over. Some outlet, I forget, so excuse me, my apologies, it wasn't me, but an outlet released what they're going to look like. Very 1996 NBA All-Star Game in San Antonio vibe to it. But we finally got a full, clear look at what they'll look like on a Spurs player. Blake Wesley, the rookie, put on his social media him wearing the new uniforms. I think he probably did that on accident because that post went down pretty quick. If you didn't
rookie
grab
move,
it.
Rookie move.
But we finally got a look at it. Very heavy aqua is kind of, I guess, the primary color in the shorts and the top. Kind of a new script on the lettering. But like as mentioned, a very 1996 All-Star game uniform vibe. What did you think about it now that we got a full clear look at them?
It is completely 1996 All-Star game. Yeah. It is this from the script to the colorway, everything. That's the exact script of the All-Star game. It's the exact colorway. My thing is, here's the only thing I have that I have a problem with. So the initial ones, I feel like I've been on the show now for the past 3 years where we've talked about each single one that we've seen of Fiesta colorways.
Oh, nice.
So cool. With that, the black one, you and I both really enjoyed because it was simple. It was classic. It was exactly what Spurs fans wanted, right? We just wanted the regular black jersey. Just give us a Fiesta hit. Last year, I told you the white one was clean, but it was too simplistic. There was not enough things that I wanted with it. I felt like you could just wear some white sneakers with it and it would look fine, but it's not going to pop out, right? These, you're going to know exactly who's coming and what fan they are when they walk in the street. These are really, really loud and wild, and I love it. I think for sneakerheads, there's going to be a lot of opportunity there to mix and match. I think even if you don't like the top, if that's too much for you, I think the shorts with maybe a black Fiesta t-shirt for the Spurs would look really, really clean. So I'm a big fan of it. It's going to be weird seeing it on TV because that looks like a jersey and a complete outfit somebody made on 2K. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's going to look kind of wild, but I'm all for it. I think they really leaned into the Fiesta colorways this year. I think it will be cool. My only problem is, why has it been 25, 26 years since the All-Star game was held in San Antonio? So let's get let's get a new logo and new outfit coming, please.
I know. Well, obviously next season or this coming season, the Spurs are celebrating 50 years in San Antonio. As Brandon mentioned, there was once an NBA All-Star game in San Antonio long time ago in 1996. That basically was the look of the jerseys. You know, my gripe is I wish they, unless Blake didn't show it, you know, in his photo, maybe it's on a different angle. But as of right now, I'm not aware of the jalapenos on there. I think they should have put the red chili on there.
You know what? That would have been a cool touch. I think I didn't even notice that. That would have been a cool touch. I think it also looks weird that obviously now we have sponsors and stuff on the jerseys. And so it takes some getting used to on the eyes.
Yeah, exactly. And the jersey that Blake showed does have the Bill Russell number on it. All NBA players, teams, uniforms are going to be wearing Bill Russell's number in honor of him next season. So you got to look at what that will look like. It doesn't look too busy because you figure you have the Russell number and then, of course, all the lettering. And then you have the self patch on there. So you're right. It's a little busy. You know, maybe the jalapeno or the red chili would have pushed it over the edge. But overall, I like it. The shorts, I think, are the best. I like the Spur logo on one of the legs. Those look nice. There's actually the waistband is all orange, Brendan, and has the letters SA in the middle, like right below the belly button.
Did see that. Yeah. So for the big guys, don't get too excited because I'm sure you're not going to see much of that. So, you know.
Well, you don't have a problem. You don't have a problem with that, Brendan. Oh, no.
I'm so fit. It is what it is. You know what I mean? So I'm ready to wear a size extra small on all of this.
But I like them. I like them. And that's like, I think that was the final jersey to be revealed because you mentioned the ABA throwback, which was fire. I think that was awesome. That's the best of the best so far. Then you get the two traditional, which is the white and the black that the Spurs normally wear for years. So that's three. Then you got the city edition that Blake Wesley put out there. So that's four. And then the fifth one is the one that everybody just hates on and just craps on, the SATX jerseys. Did you ever talk about that? Like, what did you land on, that pro SATX jersey or not, the statement jersey?
Yeah, no, I never had a ill feeling or a weird feeling about the ATX being underlined or whatever people were really digging deep into.
So you're not thinking any subliminal messages with that jersey?
No, listen, I'm not that guy that's looking at TikToks and trying to figure out if the Twin Towers were planning, if aliens are not real. Right. I'm not buying into all that stuff, especially with San Antonio and Austin. I think both markets are huge. I am all for possibly doing a Arlington Dallas type of merger with the sports teams, where maybe it is a little farther out, but it'd still be a better market. But as far as it is right now, the Spurs are in San Antonio. Let's at least enjoy them while we have them. And maybe if more fans come to the games, there's no worry about moving to Austin.
I wonder how fast the Spurs, well, we know how fast they probably told Blake to take down that photo, but I wonder right now they're sitting in the corner and like, okay, you're in timeout, buddy. You got 20 minutes, put your nose on the wall and sit there, because I don't think he was supposed to leak these right away. But nevertheless, but again, you know, they already had been out. Like, literally all these new alt jerseys had been out months and months ago. So nobody should be surprised. But we finally got a good look at them. What do you think about them? Let us know on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone and Brandon at Big Poppy Brandon Am. Do it right now. When we get back, we're going to be talking about Brandon's dark horse player that's not named Devin Vassell, Keldon Johnson, or Josh Primo that could possibly have a breakout season next year. And also get into some TV news. And Brandon's going to help me give away a fan prize. We've been talking about it all week. It's time to dish out the rules and how you can win that. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about Bet Online, which is your number one source for all your football betting info this season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchup news, podcasts, and in-depth articles on each and every game, analysis on each and every game. Every game you can find is there at betonline.net. As always, BetOnline remains your continuous source for all your sport wagering information, live betting, up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games, events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. You want to go to the website right now. That's betonline.net. You got a mobile device. You got a cell phone. You got a tablet. You got a computer. You got a laptop. Go there, learn more. Hey, if you're a Spurs fan, which I'm pretty sure you are, go look at the futures for the Spurs rookies when it comes to the Rookie of the Year award and much, much more. It's all there at BetOnline where the game starts. We're back with Brandon Medina. He is with San Antonio Sports Star. We're talking all things silver and black as training camp is just right around the corner. I heard a rumor, Brandon, that you actually trained Chris Hemsworth for the role of Thor.
Yeah, you know, me and Chris go way back, and I think, you know, for the movie Thor, I think it was such a big opportunity for him, and so, you know, he reached out here and there, but it is what it is, man. You know, I don't really talk about it. That's his role, and, you know, great job to him.
Good on you. You did a wonderful job because he hulked out, like, literally looked like jacked, man. But let's dive into some more Spurs talk. Let's talk about the Spurs upcoming training camp. Look, it's right around the corner, Brandon, as we mentioned. Media Day's got to get by first, but then it's showtime. And a lot of Spurs fans are kind of scratching their heads and wondering, okay, you know, what's this team going to look like? No more All-Star. DeJounte's gotten traded. So everybody's like, it's going to be Keldon. It's going to be Devin. It's going to be Josh. Like, there are the guys that are going to be the next. But, Brandon Medina, if there's somebody else on the roster that's on your dark horse list as, you know what, guys, we're sleeping on him. He could possibly have a breakout season.
Yeah, listen, Devin Vassell to me is obviously one that needs to completely change and take over this game. And he's been so good year over year. But I'm going to go ahead and have a real dark horse one, one that was not very great last year. And I think one that can definitely contribute more and has opportunity to contribute more. And I'm going to go with Zach Collins. That's wild.
Interesting.
I know it's different. It's weird. I think Zach Collins, we don't know what we have when this guy was drafted. Massive, massive potential. Obviously, injury just ridden, but still only 24 years old. Listen to this. Zach Collins is younger than me, Jeff, and I'm the youngest person in radio and stuff here in the city. And so, I mean, I'm 26. Zach Collins, I believe, is 24. He was a top 10 pick just in 2017, went to Gonzaga, which is basically, you know, backup you, if you will, for a lot of these bigs. But I think Zach Collins has an opportunity to really step in, especially if in the future Jakob does move on or gets traded or move forward or whatever. Aside from Jakob, Jeremy Sochan is not that guy that's going to be bodying up people. He's very Boris Diaw-esque. Zach Collins has an opportunity with Isaiah Roby and with Dang and Pirtle. And so I think there's an opportunity here for him to be successful. And of course, if we're talking about anybody else, I've been saying this for 2 years. It's never been right. Maybe three times a charm. Trey Jones, man, let's let Trey really get cooking and let him start, you know, putting up shots. And for a few games there last year, he looked pretty good. So those are my two dark horses. Again, I wouldn't bet the house or put in anything that those are going to be correct, but I do think they have an opportunity to do so.
You know, had you had asked me that same question, and I'm pretty sure you would have, I would have said Trey Jones. I would have said that's the guy that I'm looking at as, you know, the point guard's position kind of in flux right now with DeJounte gone. Is it going to be Trey? Is it going to be Josh? Is it going to be somebody else? Could Blake just go all out in training camp and force the Spurs to do it? But I was not expecting Zach Collins. For a second there, I thought you were going to maybe say Jakob Poeltl, maybe him, just because
I feel like there just wouldn't be – like, what's the next level for Jakob? Like, I'm not expecting him to be an all-star, right? And so I do expect him to be the starter and be very good and be talented the way he's been. He's a double-double machine, but there's nowhere up for him to go in my eyes. Like, I don't think he's ever going to reach that all-star level or most improved player level. So for me, no disrespect to him, I think he's a great player, but I'm just saying, as a dark horse, I'm thinking who's going to make an impact that can actually either grow into a starter role, grow into a fan favorite role, and that's why I think Zach Collins and Trey Jones. I do think even if Primo starts, I truly believe this, and maybe it sounds crazy, you tell me, I see a lot of young Eric Gordon and Trey Jones, where I think he can play off ball to get shots up, doesn't really have to necessarily be that point guard all the time, or vice versa. Primo could probably play off ball, whatever the case, but I do think Trey Jones has immense talent, and we constantly see it in the summer league, which I get is not the NBA, but it's still professional ballers at the end of the day. And so for me, Trey Jones is up there. I just think Zach Collins has a wide open opportunity with Poeltl constantly in trade talks.
Let me throw a name out there, and I want to ask you if he was on your short list. Josh Richardson.
Do you 100%.
Think he could. You think he could be in this mix?
I think Josh Richardson absolutely could be in the mix. Now, again, none of these guys have all-star potential aside from Keldon and Devin Vassell in my eyes. Now, I mean, that's the thing with Josh Richardson. Same thing. Where does he go from there, right? Why, as a dark horse pick, what can he do? He's already going to be the starting guy. He's going to put up, you know, 12 to 15 a game. He's going to do his thing. Could he win possibly most improved? Maybe. I mean, he's not going to be sixth man of the year. He's going to be starting. So that's the only reason I didn't include him is just because I feel like there's no next level. There's no ladder up for Richardson. He is what he is. He's about 27, 28. There's nowhere else to go for him. Currently, I think he's just going to be an exciting, really, really good player for this team. And he might be the 1A or 1B scorer as far as the Spurs go.
Yeah, I definitely have Josh out, Richardson, that is, up there as far as somebody to keep an eye on because of this team severely lacking veterans, even though he's still young. But for the roster's sake, yeah, he is the quote-unquote older guy, even though he's still in his mid-20s. But you got to look at him that the Spurs, Popovich is going to look at him like, okay, you know, if this team gets all out of whack during games, ride the ship, help me out, put these egos back together. A lot of these kids are teenagers from Primo to Sohan to Malachi, a very young team. Now, I look at Josh Richardson as somebody who could be on that short list as a dark horse, quote-unquote, breakout player, but I'm not expecting any 20-point game nights from him. I think the bulk, as we know, is going to go to Keldon and Devin. They're like going to get a lot of the touches. Now, I know one of the rules was you couldn't say Primo, but let me ask you your thoughts on Primo. Do you see Primo as up in his game, or is Brandon Medina still kind of like, I got to wait and see, Josh, you know, Primo, you're about to get the bulk of heavy NBA minutes now. Let's see what you got.
I'm not worried about Primo at all, man. I think Primo's going to be a legit budding superstar in this league for a long time. And I think at that age, there's still so much to learn. What is he going to be, 19, 20? The dude can't even go buy a beer at a bar. Old,
yeah, he's going
to
be 20.
Yeah, I mean, the guy can't even go to Pat O'Brien's and get a hurricane if he wanted to. So, I mean, for me, the potential is endless. I think the staff is going to really try to train up Josh Primo. I think getting NBA ready body-wise, physically, right? Getting that Brandon Medina bulk up a little
bit. There you go.
You got to get a little thick bodied in there, and you know, so you can take that the physicality the NBA brings. But I think as far as finesse, as far as shot creation, as far as point guard, you know, I guess guardsmanship, if you will, and just being an incredible passer and creator for the team, I think Josh Primo is going to be very, very good. Obviously, I'm not expecting him to become Tony Parker or to become anybody else. Josh Primo is his own guy, but I do think we could see Josh Primo, if he doesn't start, which I think he will, but if he didn't start, I think you might have a case for someone that can go out and win Sixth Man of the Year, someone that can go out and truly show out and be possibly most improved. So, I mean, this is a guy that I think has endless potential, is younger than most guys that come into the league. And so Josh Primo has the world in his hands. It's just up to him what he wants to do with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. This is what the indication is about the Spurs roster is you kind of know who's going to be centered around, but in a rebuild, this is all going to be moving parts.
Yep.
You know, Primo could probably, you know, shine two nights in a row. And then everybody's saying, well, what happened to Devin and Keldon? And then it's going to be Keldon's and then it's going to be Josh Richardson. It's going to be Proto's going to have his good games. I mean, it's going to be so erratic. I think they're going to want to start to get Keldon and Devin as the faces of the attack on both ends of the court, but we'll see. Yeah, I mean, this is what a rebuild looks like, Brandon. You know, you just don't know what you got. You just got to get them out there and see what they can. Now, who knows? Maybe the Spurs flip some of these guys. You know, trade ahead of the trade. I don't expect Pirtle to be a Spur at the end of the season. I don't. I think the Spurs need to cash in because teams have been knocking on their doors to trade for him. And why not just add more to the war chest when it comes to draft picks?
Agreed, which is why I think Zach Collins is going to be somebody to look out for. I mean, who's going to be put in that spot? You look at Jang, you look at the other players, you look at even Isaiah Roby, like they've never had to play the minutes like that, whereas Zach Collins did for a while last year. Zach Collins can go in, has that length, has that shot creation in the paint at least. And honestly, I think he has really good vision for a big man. I think he can honestly create a lot of opportunities. And so I think he can be a problem. And I don't think he's going to be a starter for years and years and years to come, but I do think Zach Collins is going to be an integral part of this season specifically, and that's why he was my dark horse candidate, because I do think, and I agree, if you can get anything for Pirtle as far as cashing out high and selling high, mm-hmm. whether it's a player or multiple draft picks or something of that nature, I think you do it, because you have Zach Collins there to play a very similar role to Pirtle given the similar minutes.
Absolutely. We're not done talking. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Spurs TV slate. Several games going to be on local TV. There's only one national game, but we'll definitely dive into that and more. Brandon, do you want to help me make one Spurs fan very happy right now?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. So as y'all know, right here on Locked On Spurs during the offseason, we've been doing fan giveaways. We've given away a Santico's family ticket prize pack. We've given away T-shirts, Spurs-related T-shirts, given away food from Bobby's Cafe on the South Side, Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in San Antonio has been chipping in this effort to help Spurs fans save a little money, either a $50 gift certificate, as we're about to give out, to a $100 gift certificate from Fantastic Whoa. Sam's in San Antonio. But this week, a San Antonio company named Chunky Flamingo. What a name, too, by the way. I always love that name, Chunky Flamingo. They're giving away a $50 gift certificate worth of Chunky Flamingo apparel. Now, Brandon, it's exercise gear, like yep. Women's tank tops. They got baseball caps. They got workout T-shirts. And that's what they're giving away, $50 worth of Chunky Flamingo apparel for one winner. So if you're still listening, here's how you can win that. First of all, you got to tweet at me, at Jeff G Spurzone, and tweet at Brandon. Yes, let Brandon in this as well, at Big Poppy Brandon M. And make sure you're following both of us. And then say that I provide the best Spurs coverage throughout San Antonio, and Brandon Medina provides the best fantasy sports information in San Antonio. And then, what could be a good team? Well, the offseason is over. And then tell us, how did you survive the Spurs offseason? So we'll recap.
Tissues.
Yeah, lots of tears and crying. So we'll recap. Make sure to follow Brandon on Twitter at Big Poppy Brandon and me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Tweet that I provide the best Spurs coverage in San Antonio, and Brandon provides the best fantasy sports coverage in San Antonio. And then let us know how you survived the Spurs offseason. Do that, and you're the first one. You get yourself a $50 gift certificate courtesy of Chunky Flamingo. And they did want me to pass this on to y'all. This is just kind of a generic thing that if you do go to their website, they have a promo code here for you. Yeah, let me get it here for you. I just had it. Of course, I wouldn't know which note I put it on here. Here we go. Chunky Spurs 15. You type in that at checkout, you get 15% off your order. Chunky Spurs 15. So good luck. And yeah, when we get back, we're going to be wrapping up this episode of Locked On Spurs. We're back right here with Brandon Medina. He's from San Antonio Sports Star. He's going to tell you how you can listen to him on the radio, website, Facebook, and much more when he's doing his thing for the Star. And let's dive into this final segment here. Brandon, the Spurs released their local broadcast television schedule. And yes, there's going to be plenty. You don't have to have, maybe they just have no choice, Brandon, because there's only one Spurs game on national TV, and that's the big game at the Dome. It's brutal. But yeah, Ken's Five is going to have 13 games on TV for you to watch and enjoy for the 2022-23 season and much, much more. By the way, what do you think about that whole national TV thing? You know, I think it is what it is, because the Spurs are just not that hot commodity of a product anymore.
I think you guys got to not be surprised. You know what I mean? I think the Spurs constantly get kind of pushed aside for other teams. And I don't think that's any disregard for the fan base or anything like that. I think it's just the market is not as big or as big in the eyes of the NBA. And so it is what it is. But yeah, I don't take it disrespectfully. I just think this is a rebuilding phase. I mean, how many times are you going to watch, you know, any other team rebuilding like this? I don't want to see the Orlando Magic every day on TNT either. And so it is what it is, but I think it just should hopefully boost the Spurs players and Spurs roster to go out and put in an incredible season so that they can get a little bit more notoriety and more respect around the league as well.
Absolutely, yeah. The Ken's Five will showcase back-to-back games at home versus the Lakers on November 25th and 26th. Also, Ken's Vive will bring that international game in Mexico City when they play against the Heat on December 17th. That'll be on Ken's Vive, and Ken's Vive will be showing exclusive Spurs content within the Spurs, the station's newscast and digital sites. And once again, Ken's Vive is the official TV station of the San Antonio Spurs. So yeah, 13 games on that slate. So yeah, there's going to be 60 games overall shown on local television. That should make up for the lack of national coverage. Again, only just that one game on ESPN against the Warriors at the Dome. Speaking of that, are you going to that Dome game?
I bought 10 tickets as soon as they went on sale. I have an inside source there at the Spurs, and so I got a big
group going with us. You are a man.
I am ready to hopefully get sprayed down with the water from the 90s that blew through that dome, that whole big water hose incident. So hopefully we can get a really cool crowd out there. Let's break that record, man. I'll be there 10 strong.
Yeah, you know, ironically, that water cannon game was a game against the Warriors.
There you go. So, it only makes sense.
That's what it was. It only makes sense. Yeah, again. So, yeah, check out Ken's Vive. Again, the official TV station of the San Antonio Spurs out here in San Antonio. So, yeah, 13 games. No reason for you to not miss all the Spurs action. Just by simply going to Ken's Vive and making sure you're watching all games there. 13 games. So, yeah. And, you know, can I get your thoughts on this? It is Spurs related-ish. You know, former Spurs assistant coach Ime Udoka, now the head coach of Boston Celtics, he's facing a possible season-long suspension by the Boston Celtics for violating team policy regarding intercompany personnel relationships. According to the report via ESPN, not me, so if you have any issue, go with them. but it seems that Udoka did have a consensual relationship with a female staffer. They both agreed. I guess it came out. Boston has an issue with that. He's facing suspension. I get it. It's good for our newscasts and sports news, blah, 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 to talk about. It's a word consensual that kind of bothers me, Brandon. Like, if you were down and whoever else is down and you're agreed to this, fine. And even if he got caught in its team policy to not do that, fine. But that seems to be a closed doors, behind the doors kind of thing, not a public thing.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think my only thing is, listen, I don't know how you got Nia Long at the house and you ain't running back to Nia Long. But that's none of my business. I'm just saying. But I think with Udoka, yeah, I mean, if it was a consensual thing, let's keep it honest. Let's keep it 100% San Antonio. I'm sure a lot of people know I'm Marbach, but he's not the only one cheating. That's for sure. As far as other NBA coaches, players, personnel, celebrities are concerned, it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it any more easy for what he's going through and what Nia Long and their family's going through. But I do think this could have been handled a lot better. And I'm not sure why a sports team would suspend him for that unless he's done something, you know, unlawful or something like that. But as far as if he's just messing with a team personnel, maybe get new team personnel. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, and again, I'll just repeat the official report from the Athletic. Celtics coach Ime Udoka had an improper, intimate, and consensual relationship with a female member of the team staff. It's been deemed a violation of the franchise's code of conduct. That just seems a little too steep. A possible year-long suspension.
That's a lot.
Over this, that is a lot. You know, and even then, you don't have to air out his business like that. You could have just simply said he violated franchise's code of conduct. End of story. That's it. You know, but to put it out there the way they're putting it out there, so we'll definitely see the fallout of that, but we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the Spurs' new City Edition jersey? Now we got a good, clearer look. Who do you think could be the breakout star for the Spurs, not named KJ Primo or Devin Vassell? And what do you think about the Spurs TV slate out in San Antonio? Brandon, tell us what's going on with you and the star.
Oh, man, listen, you can catch me on Halftime with my boy Michael Jimenez and fellow fantasy god. That's on San Antonio Sports Star 94.1 FM and 1250 AM. I'm on there on Tuesdays and Thursdays talking all fantasy sports and betting props. You know how I like to spend my money, brother. You know I'm all about the sports betting.
I know you do.
All that sports betting, fantasy football goodness, get at me on Tuesday and Thursday. And if you have questions offsite, where maybe, you know, you have a one-off question on a Sunday morning, Saturday evening, whatever the case, hit me up at Big Poppy Brendan M. Send me in all of your bets, and we can hopefully squad ride a few great parlays. I'm the parlay king over here in San Antonio, but don't expect to win much money. Don't expect to win much money, but hopefully we can win a couple.
You could have fooled me. I mean, you put out there some of your receipts. Oh. Winning parlays, and you returned quite a bit of change.
We got receipts for days, my man. But listen, you got to take the wins and losses. Those big buildings in Vegas are not built off of my wins, that's for sure.
Hey, what's been your biggest loss? Like,
Jeff, come on, that's like asking a woman her age. You just don't even ask the questions.
All right, fine. What's been your biggest win then?
Oh, biggest win for sure in Vegas 3 years ago, $600 off a $50 parlay. That was a fun one.
Nice. Yeah, see, but that's why you got to follow Brandon Medina on Twitter. Hey, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Now go make the NBA Top 50 on Locked On NBA your second listen. Which NBA player moves the betting line the most this season? Go find out. Locked On and the Bet Online odds makers present the NBA Top 50 Most Valuable Players. Find it on Locked On NBA wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube. And by the way, everybody, it looks like Locked On Spurs will be returning to daily podcasts very, very soon with the Spurs season already starting to ramp up. Yeah, so don't be surprised. Starting next week, 2 weeks the latest, you'll get episodes Monday through Friday, not the 2 to 3 you've been getting during the offseason. Brandon, I'm going to warn you now. I'm going to bug you a lot as the season begins. So there'll probably be a lot to talk about. We'll be talking about a lot of L's and Wemby probably.
Oh, no. Hopefully not. But if
you're not a Wemby fan?
I'm a huge Wemby fan. I just don't want a lot of the L's. It hurts. It hurts, sir. You know what I mean? We're so used to the culture over here. But if we get Wemby, hopefully things turn around because that dude looks like a game changer.
Absolutely. But for Brendan Medina, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock in this episode of Locked On Spurs.